This year, everything has looked well different. Thanksgiving is no exception, is it? A time when we want to gather, bake, laugh, cook, eat, and be together. Due to safety and continued efforts to social distance and keep our circles of exposure small, many of us are not able to travel and be with our friends and family like we would have normally. We've made it through birthdays, graduations, spring break, summer, back to school, the election, and so much more. But something about Thanksgiving and not being able to gather around a big table with those we love is a bitter pill to swallow. So the question that kept coming to my heart this week is, where is Jesus this Thanksgiving? Maybe that's a question you're familiar with. Where is Jesus during COVID? Where was Jesus when my loved one had to pass away all alone? Where is Jesus as I sit here unemployed and miles away from my family? Where is Jesus when we find it difficult to be thankful for anything in this season? I could go on and on. Pain and suffering are no respecter of persons. Rain falls on us all. We each have a story being written, and the path before us is unknown. But here's what I do know. Jesus is with me. He is with me to comfort me and give me hope and a future. He is my salvation, my joy, my purpose, and my strength. Nothing can separate me from His love. I could go to the farthest reaches of the universe, which last I looked was about 13.3 billion light years away, and still He is with me. I could go to the deepest known point of the earth, down into the depths of the ocean, to an area called the Challenger Deep. It's over 36,000 feet below sea level. Still, Jesus is there. That truth gives me peace. And it's not simply something I read about through the pages of Scripture and believe. It's something I've lived and experienced firsthand. I've seen deep pain, and I've experienced out of this world joy. And through it all, I was never alone. Jesus was with me. Maybe your gathering isn't really a gathering after all, but it's just you, takeout, and the TV. Maybe you're having more of a Zoom gathering or a FaceTime call to connect with family. You may be working and on the front lines, caring for those suffering. And if so, thank you. Wherever you find yourself this Thanksgiving day, I want to remind you, you are not alone. God loves you, and you are right where He wants you to be. Remember, God uses all things in our lives for our good and for His glory. And He is using this season, this year, and this Thanksgiving, no matter what it may look like. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Be encouraged. God is with you. Today may not look anything like you had hoped, but I believe there's something more God wants us to see and be thankful for because of it. But no matter what this day brings, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go, wherever you are right now, and He loves you. That's the truth. And it's something beautiful to be thankful for. I'm Lori Klein.